Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2 o'clock. We'll commence with the Planning Committee meeting of 25th of June 2024. First of all, I'd just like to say welcome, ladies and gentlemen, committee members, council officers. We'll just start with a brief introduction of ourselves. So I'm the chairman of the meeting, Councillor Arshad Afsar. To my right, I've got the planning manager, Naomi Perry, and further on, planning officer, Erica Buchanan. To my left, I've got legal representative, Penelope James, and democratic services officer, Daniel Corkett. If I can just ask members from the right to introduce themselves, and if you could please speak clearly and use the mic when speaking. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Councillor Michael Slater.
Good afternoon, Councillor Monica Holton, representing Burton Town and Eaton Ward.
Beverly Ashcroft.
Colin Whittaker, representing the Blythe Ward.
Jackie Jones. Councillor Chris Smedley. Councillor Liz Bullock.
Thank you. We'll just start with some brief housekeeping rules. If I can remind everybody to switch off their mobile phones, please. We're not expecting a live fire alarm. If we do hear the fire alarm, then we'll proceed out the way we came in, back out onto the main car park. And a polite notice, please, for members of the gallery not to speak out when individuals are speaking, as it will prevent anyone others from hearing the debate. Any person listed on the sheet for speaking will be allowed 3 minutes. There'll be a timer at the back which will indicate your timings. Thank you. And before we move on to the main agenda, I'd just like to make an announcement to committee members. It is with great sadness that we've learnt of the passing of Councillor Mike Aykroyd on Friday evening. Our thoughts and prayers are with Patricia and Mike's family at this time. Could I request members of the committee and members in the public gallery to join me in a minute's silence to mark a minute's silence as a mark of respect? Thank you. Thank you. We'll now move on to the agenda item number one. Do we have any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chair. We have an apology from
Councillor Sussain. Thank you. Agenda item number two. Do we have any declarations of interest from members of the committee? Councillor Smedley.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to declare an interest in the first planning application at Abbots Bromley. I'll leave the meeting when that starts.
Councillor Huckabee.
I'd like to declare an interest with one of the speakers in the second application.
Thank you. Is that noted?
while I don't wish to declare an interest in the range more item, I do wish to reiterate what I said for the last meeting, which was nearly 12 months ago, that although I had been involved in discussing with the people how they could object, how they could write in, how they could, you know, express their views, I had not expressed any of my own views, and I came to the meeting with an open mind.
Thank you. Is that noted? Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 3. Would members please accept the minutes from the last meeting held on 29th of May 2024? Could I see a proposer, please? Councillor Legg, Councillor Whittaker seconded. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 4. Do we have any urgent business to be brought to the committee's attention? Thank you. No urgent business. We'll move on to agenda item number 5, planning applications for consideration in today's meeting. So the first application we have consists of two parts. It's two applications, and they will be voted on as separate applications but presented as one. So the first application, listed building consent for the demolition of the single-storey rear kitchen with associated internal works to facilitate the conversion and alteration of existing restaurant Class E and residential C3 to form a residential unit, including installation of bifold doors on the rear elevation. Demolition of the single-storey rear kitchen to facilitate the conversion and alteration of existing restaurant Class E and residential Class C3 to form a residential unit, and the erection of two detached dwellings and detached garage. This is site address is Infinity Restaurant, Baggot Street, Abbots Bromley, WS153DB. I'll pass over to the officer for presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon, councillors. Just to clarify, on the application for 2023-01348, the detached garage has been replaced by surface car parking, so there's no detached garage now. The site area, the area in pink is in the conservation area. The green buildings are the listed buildings. The red area is the settlement boundary, and the application site is highlighted in black. To the rear of the site is the play area for the play area, and further up is the village hall. There is a side access between the application site and the neighbouring property, which provides vehicle access up to the village hall. And this plan actually shows the village hall in relation to the application site. Some site photos. The white building is the restaurant, which is the listed building. And then you've got the car parking area and the access road to the village hall. These ones, the pictures on the left is the actual view of the car park from the access road and the village street scene. The second photo is the rear buildings, which are to be removed as part of the scheme. This photo shows from the car park to the neighbouring property, which is also listed, and the car parking area. This is the proposed layout of the site. See where the listed building has been converted into residential with its own rear garden amenity space, behind which there are four parking spaces. Then you've got plot two, which is in line with the listed building, again with its own amenity space and two car parking spaces to behind it. And then plot three is further up the site with two spaces next to that. There is quite a difference in land level, so plot three is a split area, but you'll see that in the plans further on. This shows the elevations of the listed building, what it will look like when it's been converted. As you can see, the rear buildings have been removed to leave the view of the single storey rear element that remains that members saw on the site. This is the layout of the proposal. Originally, the application had four bedrooms. In actual fact, there's two bedrooms in the roof slope, so in actual fact, it becomes five. It's a five-bedroom property, but it has been done so that it's sympathetic to the listed building. Plot two is the new build, which is set in line with the listed building. Conservation area was happy with it. There were some amendments done to it, and he was happy with the style of it. Fitted in with the street scene, goes in line with the linear look on the street. For clarification, the windows that those two windows, the first floor window is for an ensuite, and the bottom window is the kitchen. That side of the building faces across the access road to the village hall and faces the neighbouring property, but there is quite a good distance between the two, and it faces the area where there is a blank wall. Plot three, which is set further at the back, as you can see, is a split level. Building because of the ground level, the changes in the ground levels, so it would fit better into the street scene. And the floor plans show it how it would be set into the street scene. This is the street scene from Bagot Street, which shows the existing building, plot two, and then just in the background you can see plot three, with the access roads, the grass verge adjacent to it, so that there is clear visibility there. In terms of consultation, the highways officers have not objected subject to conditions. Historic England has said no comment and leave it to our own specialist advisor. Cadet Gas has said no objections and recommended informative note. Staffordshire Police have no objections. Environmental Health has no objection subject to conditions. And the conservation area, again, has no objection subject to condition. In terms of publicity, the parish council has objected. Basically, they're saying it doesn't meet the housing needs as required. Requirements are for smaller, more affordable homes and not market housing. Concerns regarding parking, concerns regarding plot two and close proximity to the main street adjacent to the single track drive to the village hall, which is heavily used. Ward members request that the application be determined by the planning committee due to the great deal of concern for local residents. In terms of the application, 27 letters of representatives received objecting to the full planning proposal and a further 12 letters objecting to the listed building application. I've summarised them both as one application. So it's detrimental to conservation area in the listed building. It's poor design, out of keeping with the street scene. Impact on neighbouring listed buildings. Increased noise, parking, loss of light, loss of privacy, highway impacts, loss of business, doesn't meet the housing needs, and no community involvement. We have had two letters of support received where it says the proposal is keeping with village heritage, residential use seems nice from the plans, and the detached dwellings fits in with the village image. The policies, relevant policies, are the MPPF, the local plan, the design guides, parking standards, and the Abbots Bromley neighbourhood plan. So in principle, the development is considered to be acceptable in principle as it's located within the settlement boundary. The design impact on the character of the area. The proposal has been designed to respect the listed building and the conservation area and provides frontage development in keeping with the area. And the design has been consulted with our conservation officer, who is happy with the scheme. The proposal complies with the Council's Design Guide SPD and provides adequate amenity space for the proposed dwellings. The development raises no adverse highway safety issues. The proposal does not harm the significance of the listed building, and the benefits from the removal of the 20th century buildings and the car park preserves the listed building and its settings. In terms of biodiversity, BNG assessment submitted is due to the loss of hard standing from the car park, a private amenity space for the new dwellings would result in a biodiversity net gain. It's considered the proposal complies with the local plan, neighbourhood plan, parking standards, SPD, national planning policy framework and the design SPD. The local plan authority has worked proactively with the applicant to secure a development that improves the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of paragraphs 186 and 187 of the National Planning Policy Framework. The recommendation is to approve both the planning application reference 2023-01348 and the listed building consent reference 2023-01353 with conditions as per the report.
Thank you. I've got a number of speakers on this item, so if I could ask for Simon Wilson to come forward, please, and press the mic when you're ready, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. If I could ask for Sheila Temper to come forward, please. Again, press the mic when you're ready. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name's Sheila Templier. I'm a resident on the main street in Abbots Bromley. There are a good many reasons why I think this development of the former Royal Oak and two new builds on its car park are problematic and do not align with the requirements of the neighbourhood plan, and nor can they be covered in 3 minutes. First one, architectural aspects. In the statement of the Neighbourhood Plan 2.29, I think it says that development should not be detrimental to views in and around the village, and according to the Abbots Bromley design statement, should avoid harm or loss to buildings that contribute to the special architectural or historic nature of the area. It would appear that these buildings do not fit these criteria, nor the surrounding houses, several of which are listed and been in existence for hundreds of years. The Royal Oak is one of these such, as is Eastman's Croft on the eastern side and some on the opposite side of the street. The frontage of Plot 2 appears to echo certain features of the older buildings from the front elevation in the form of bricks and the shape and size of the windows. However, the rear aspects show windows which are out of proportion with the walls and size of the house. Plots 2 and 3 both overlook and have an unacceptably overbearing impact on adjacent listing building, which long predates these, thus depriving it and them of privacy and light, referenced earlier in the design statements. Plot 3 is split level, and I remember reading that an opportunity for it to be adaptable for future needs was included in the statement. I am unsure as to what that might mean. Access, number 2, access. This would appear to be potentially very problematic if this development goes ahead. One car width, where there is provision for 7 or 8, I learn it's 8 now, a few yards from the access to the village hall, and all the to-ing and fro-ing there for the clubs, etc. We should not forget the pedestrian access for the children going to the park either, which is an important feature. These both exit onto a narrow area of the high street where there is also parking. Reference in 3.4 of the development plan again, it states that the residential amenities should not be harmed with increased traffic. Number 3, need for more infill. I would like to ask, when we have a potentially life-changing development on our doorstep at the former girls' school, why, as a small village, do we have to qualify for further infill? One might ask, why not just one house, for example? Certainly more in keeping with the nature of the site and the needs of the village. These are the main points within the present restrictions. I thought I might not have enough time to say anything more. So thank you for listening. The frosted glass on the front one, together with the rear elevations of the other plots, definitely don't tally with the stated aims. And the rear aspects all have features such as bifold doors and metal beams. The latter can surely be sourced from the National Forest. And these bear no reality or sensitivity to the innate architecture of the street, let alone the other listed buildings alongside. Furthermore, they will be visible to all and sundry from the village hall, driveway, park and street. Sorry to have missed that bit out earlier. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could ask for Ben Rayner to come forward, please. I think the mic's already... Right, I will request members to speak as loud as you can, please, within reason. Your mic's already on, so just three...
Whenever I start. Okay. Thank you, Chairman and members. I'm Ben Rayner of Holland Lloyd, acting on behalf of the applicant for this proposal. I'd like to start by thanking the planning officers for their time and dedication during this process. This committee will bring together planning, a long process of planning, from pre-application advice with senior members of the planning authority and the conservation team, through the planning system and with a recommendation of approval before you. At pre-application stage, we considered smaller properties and 4 in number, but following discussions and technical considerations, 3 dwellings were considered appropriate for this site, including the conversion of the listed building as a single dwelling, and a preferred layout was agreed with the conservation officer. The applicant later attended a parish council meeting once the application was submitted. We listened to concerns raised, and this resulted in clarification relating to the brick colours and a layout alteration to the new build fronting Baggot Street. This is a fantastic opportunity to invest in a heritage asset. Conserving the property into the future, the wider works will remove a car park and limited aesthetic value to the conservation area with architecturally considered dwellings. The proposals before you ensure the listed building benefits from the key investment it requires, removing inappropriate additions that have been added over time. The two additional dwellings ensure housing is delivered within the village, benefiting from excellent access to services and facilities and public transport. While it is appreciated that objectors may feel the site should be retained as currently developed, it's clear that restaurant use is no longer sustainable in this location, nor attractive to the market. The car park provides site users with parking and does not form a community car parking facility. This proposal does not impact the access to the village hall, and a grass verge owned by the parish council separates the site with the highway access for the village hall. The proposal has worked to ensure safe access and appropriate off-street parking with no objection from the highway authority. The applicant has worked hard to ensure the integrity of the heritage asset is maintained, and in planning policy terms, the site is wholly appropriate for development, and as per your officer's report, the application is supported by the local planning authority. The local planning authority's conservation officer has noted that the proposed development will improve the setting of the listed building and character of the conservation area. This proposal and recommendation is supported by a sound evidence base and receives no objection from the authority's technical consultees. There is no planning reason for the officer's recommendation to be overturned, and we respectfully request that the committee grants planning consent today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't have any further speakers on this item, so I will now open the floor up for committee members to debate. Do I have an indication of any speaker wanting to speak first? Councillor Whittaker. Thank you.
Yeah, can I just have some clarification from the officers concerning the overlooking windows onto the property on the other side and the distances, etc.?
Yes, the two windows for plot one are for the first floor window is an ensuite, and the ground floor window is a kitchen window, but it's not the main window looking out of that property. There are windows in plot three. Is that better? Yeah. All right. Yes, for plot two, the side windows facing the Croft one is the first floor window is a ensuite, which would expect that to be obscure glazed, and the ground floor window is for a kitchen window. It's not the main window into that building. There is bifolding doors to the rear and a further ground floor window facing onto the amenity area.
So that's considered acceptable if it's not the main window, is it? Is that in planning terms?
Well, in terms of light into the property, that would be, I guess, acceptable for the amenity of the property.
Okay.
Do I have any further speaker? The item, Councillor Jones.
Is the car park that's there at the moment, is that used for anything at this moment? Because looks like the village, if I understand it, the village hall has its own car park. So that car park is not used for village hall activities.
No, it's
so
not.
Is it used for anything?
It's only used for the restaurant. I believe that the applicant had allowed the community use it for children to drop off at school, but that's purely on his good nature rather than it's actually there definite. It is the car park for what was the pub and is now the restaurant.
Could I just ask one other question, which is probably slightly not appropriate or not relevant. The girls' school, when that's redeveloped, what's the number of houses that are going to be on that site? Do we have any idea yet?
Yeah, I thought it was.
That sounds right.
Is that
bad? Yeah, it's just over 100, understanding. Okay, yeah. And does the neighbourhood plan, which is relatively recent, make any reference to the amount of development they would expect or desire for Abbots Bromley?
I don't believe so. It's in accordance with the local plan. And to be honest, those numbers are exceeded already from when the plan was adopted.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any further speakers on this item? Councillor Ashcroft.
Yeah. Just can you confirm the access going into the site? I know it's not exactly going to be extended, but you said there were going to be areas cut off to enable a better view if you were coming in and out with the car.
Yes, it's the main. They're keeping the existing access into the site, but the brick wall, the small brick wall, will be removed because that will then become part of the front garden for plot two, and that will allow for visibility flay. Plus, there is a request from Highways to have the visibility flay as part as a condition.
We have any further speakers on the item? Councillor Whittaker.
Just a question. I know it says like materials used, and obviously that's something the officers will take forward, but as it's in the curtilage, they're in the curtilage of the listed building. Does that imply wooden windows, not PVC, and any of these other things, or not, or is it outside that scope?
We would expect those materials. It is set out in the conditions for that. For the details to be submitted. We would expect timber windows.
Do we have any further speakers on the item? I've got no indication of any further speakers, so moving on to the first part of the application, planning application P202301353, which is for the listed building consent for the demolition of a single-storey rear kitchen and associated internal works to facilitate the conversion and alteration of existing restaurant Class E and residential C3 to form a residential unit, including installation of bifold doors on the rear elevation. So moving on to this first part of this application, do I have an indication of anybody wishing to take this forward? Councillor Ashcroft. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Bullock. So that's taking the application forward for approval, is that correct? Yeah. So can I see a show of hands, all those in favour of this application going forward for approval?
Yeah, that was for the listed building.
Yeah. Listed building. Any against? Do we have any abstentions? No. Thank you. So now moving on to the second application, planning application 202301348. That was for the demolition of the single-storey rear kitchen to facilitate the conversion and alteration of existing restaurant Class E.
For listed building one.
Listed building one, yeah. We voted on. This is for the
demolition. Still needs planning permission. So it'd be duplicated. Sorry.
So this is for the demolition of the single-storey rear kitchen to facilitate the conversion and alteration of existing restaurant Class E and residential C3 to form a residential unit and erection of the two detached dwellings and detached garage. So moving on to this application, do I have an indication of anybody wishing to take it forward for approval? Councillor Huckabee, do I have a seconder for this application going forward? Councillor Whittaker, thank you. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favour of taking this application forward for approval? Thank you. Any members against? Any abstentions? Thank you. That concludes matters on both those applications as being approved. If any members would like to leave the room now before we move on to the next application, I'd be grateful. Thank you.